Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host and business mentor, Lindsay Sutherland. Today, I want to pull the curtain back on something I'm doing right now as you're listening to this. This workshop that you've been hearing me talk about, the one happening on Wednesday, it's my lead magnet, and it's the exact strategy I'm teaching you to use. But more importantly, it's how I'm building relationships with my audience instead of just throwing ads at strangers and hoping something sticks. And I want to talk today about the difference and what you need to be thinking about as you embark on your online freedom business. Let's dig in. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Here's what most people do when they want to launch a course. They build the course, they create a sales page, then they run Facebook ads to cold traffic. And sure, you might make some sales, you might even make decent money, but here's what you don't have. You don't have a relationship with those people. You don't know what they're struggling with or what questions they're asking. You don't know what's keeping them up at night. You're basing a lot of it off of some preliminary market research or your own gut, or maybe nothing at all, and it's just transacting. Here's the scary part. If those ads stop working, or if your ad account gets shut down, or if Meta changes the algorithm, or if you can't afford to keep paying for ads, your business stops because you don't own the relationship. You're renting access to an audience through a platform, but there's a better way. Y'all, it's time to start doing online business differently. I am personally just going to go on a little rant. I'm going to say, gone are the days of not connecting with people. People are longing for connection. Wouldn't you agree? Between AI and just the mass amount of information sent to us on a daily basis, we are starving for human connection. And this is the best way to build an online business. And for those of you who think it's going to be like, oh, I'll just run ads and sell my course, that's fine. You can think that. In fact, you could do that. And I'm not saying you won't be successful. You'll have some success because on some level, it does work. But here's what's missing. There's a big gap there, okay? If people connect with, let's say they, actually, this has even happened to me. There's been times where I saw an ad, clicked on the ad, bought a mini course. Then I keep getting all these emails in my inbox and I'm like, what the heck is this? I must have signed up for something somewhere. I totally forgot who these people were. What did I sign up for? I have completely lost touch with whatever that spark was in the beginning that got me excited to click. Has that ever happened to you too? You know, where you've signed up for something, you thought it was great, you might have even started the course, but you've just simply like you got busy, you lost interest, you moved on to something else, whatever the case may be, they're over there happy because, oh, we made this much money. But what they're not going to do is be able to sell me more things because I'm not into them. So I want to take that vision. And I want to say, look, this is what is so powerful about audience building. When you do things, and we're going to break down exactly how you can build your audience in a relationship way, not a transactional way. It's time that we start to break free from that. And it's going to build your business on a bedrock of solid ground versus one that is fickle. And let me tell you why. So these people who are running ads to sell a course, what happens if the ads stop working? What if Meta goes down? What if Meta shuts their ad account down? What if somebody like that could happen? My point is this, as soon as the ads stop, their business stops. Now, yes, they have my email address and they're emailing me, but I don't even remember them. So, or what did I sign up for? And unless their emails are hitting it out of the park, you can pretty much bet I'm going to unsubscribe at some point because there's no connection there. I have people who email me that I don't even care about what they're saying, but I don't unsubscribe because I have a connection. I know who they are, okay? That is the difference here. And I want you to really understand that. Additionally, there are a lot of benefits to getting to know your community in a way that is different than just ad testing. Okay, so let's compare ad testing, where you get to basically come up with zinger state phrases or images that convince people to buy, don't really build a relationship, and sell a course. That's all great if that's what you're looking for, but again, you're married to your ads. Option two is what I'm doing, and I want to teach you my strategy that's a list building strategy and a relationship building strategy. I'm sure you guys have been hearing me on the podcast talking about Wednesday's workshop, how to build a profitable course. This is awesome. I'm enjoying this format so much because it gives massive value and massive feedback. I get to give massive value. I'm teaching the complete four-pillar framework. I'm doing live Q&A. I'm workshopping with people's ideas. I'm not holding back. I'm giving everything. And even somebody from last week said, I can't even believe you gave all that information. Thankfully, it wasn't also overwhelming, which was what I was afraid of. But it's because when we provide real value, people pay attention. They trust you. They want more from you. They really need your help going beyond just the information. They need help putting it into practice. Hey, it's Lindsay, and I want to pop in here because I know how overwhelming it can be to get started building an online business. I've even spoken with people who've paid thousands of dollars for help from people who are truly experts in this, and they're still feeling confused about what direction is right for them or if their idea is even a good one. Listen, you don't have to guess or pray or hope or any of that. There is a way to test the market to ensure your idea is a good one so you can launch with confidence. And that's exactly what I show you in this simple 35-minute video training. I keep it simple because I know you already have so much swirling around in your brain. I'm not here to add more confusion because what you need right now is clarity. And that's what's in store for you in the short training called How to Tell If Your Idea Will Be Profitable. Access the video right now by texting the word FREEDOM to 55444. Stop guessing and start taking strategic action. Text FREEDOM to 55444. All right, back to the show. Practice, right? So don't be afraid to give away too much. Step two is that in the process of getting people to register for the workshop, I'm getting emails and phone numbers in exchange. So that's how I'm list building. And also I'm building a relationship. That's step number three, because after the workshop, I follow up with each person who attended. I ask questions like, what resonated with you? What are you still struggling with? Did you have any questions that I didn't answer? Or what were your big takeaways? Because I also want to know what really resonated for people that gives me, it infuses me to keep going in that direction. Last but not least, step four is I then create my offer based on what they actually need. And then, only then, do I make an offer. Now, I have an offer because I sort of knew what they needed. And what's really fantastic is I'm learning how to even, okay, so let me break it down like this. So my offer is a 12-week mastermind where we're going to help you launch your online business, launch your lead magnet, launch your course, get clear on your all the things, and do it with you. It's hands-on, right? It's a phenomenal price too. It's like you can't get this for cheaper anywhere. But that's not the point. The point is that I know that people need the handholding. What also I want to make point is I am reserving my full outline of how the 12 weeks will go until after I've met with people and I get this feedback. So the point here is I'm saying this. If you're going to be building a course and you want to do this modality to build these relationships because you want something fantastic, guys, listen, you're going to find out people are going to take your main offer and then they're going to come back and say, okay, that was really good, but now I'm stuck on this. There's a step two, level two. They're going to need another course. They're going to come back to you for help because that's how it works. But they have a relationship with you. They know who to come to for that next step. That is the beauty of what I'm trying to teach you here as far as the audience building. When you actually know your audience, you're not just guessing anymore. You're not just assuming their pain points. You're not creating offers. You're not going to Google to see what other people are searching. You have real conversations. You get real feedback and you understand real problems. Plus, you also learn how to be a better teacher, how to relay the information in a more palatable way. Your offers get better and your products get better because you're building with your audience, not for some imaginary avatar. And you build loyalty because people don't just buy from you once and disappear. They stick around. They buy from you again. They refer friends. Why? Because they feel seen and they feel like you actually understand them. That's what I'm saying when I'm talking about this disconnect of just selling online and being a transaction. And not to narc on some of the gurus, there's a lot of really famous people who've worked hard to get where they are. I totally respect that. But at some point, it's like they're so famous, they're writing on their name. So when you sign up for their program, you don't feel seen. I just talked to a guy the other day who had signed up for a big ticket coaching item through a famous person, and I'm not going to say the name because this isn't just this one program. It's got nothing to do with the program. But he literally was like, I don't think I want to be a part of this ecosystem anymore. He did not feel a connection, that same connection that drew him in. You guys, when this is your power. You think you're thinking the opposite. You're thinking, oh my goodness, I'm a nobody. There's all these other people who are selling what I'm selling. Here's your benefit. Because you're a smaller operation, you can build these relationships with people. This is the cornerstone of your business. And even more kudos to you if you can keep this going when you're at that high ticket. That's my goal, is to be able to stay connected and present and build this so that I have community and a relationship with everybody all the way through. That's the goal. So I want that for you too. And I just really believe that it is truly the direction that online businesses are going anyway. We've kind of run our course of just, you know, selling courses for the sake of selling stuff like passive income. So I want to see you register for Wednesday's workshop because you're going to see in live action what's happening. And I'm sticking around. I'm going to be there to help you. So I'm not just teaching you. I'm not just a talking head. I'm building a relationship with you. I'm helping you solve a problem that you're here listening to this podcast because you want to know how to do it. Join me Wednesday. Let's just connect and you're going to learn a ton of information. Yes, I'm going to make you an offer, but you're certainly not going to feel pressured. It's one of those things. It's like it either makes sense for you now or it doesn't. It's okay either way with me. I want to serve the people who are genuinely ready for that next step anyway. Okay, that breaks it down for today's episode. Really, if you can just shift your focus to audience building versus just about making money, you will see that everything is going to change in your business, all right? I can't wait to see you Wednesday. Be sure to look for the link in the description, businessboxsolutions.com/courses. And until next time, bye for now.